I have a bit of sad news to report. The director of Searching for Sugar Man, who's someone from Scandinavia, was discovered in Scotland, and he had passed Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden, and he has passed away.
And he's only 36.
Yeah, probably a suicide. So that's very sad news. Mikhail Benjaloul. Is his name, and he did that wonderful documentary about Detroit musician
Rodriguez,
Sixto Diaz Rodriguez.
Really launched a whole new and second career for Rodriguez.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So anyway, we're sad at that loss, but we'll all carry on as best we can. The Cannes Film Festival is the way a lot of people are carrying on, and that opened yesterday in the south of France. And here's some buzz coming out of the festival already. Five films.
They're talking Oscars. We just got done with the last one.
That's right. Well, Cannes isn't always the hotbed for Oscars because obviously it's relatively early in the season. And the studios a lot of times wait until the fall. So they're waiting for the Toronto Film Festival and the other Telluride and some of the other festivals in the fall. But there have been some films like The Artist that came out of the Cannes Film Festival. And this year, the director and star of The Artist have a film that's called The Search. And it's by Mikhail Hazanavicius. I'm sure I'm completely... And his wife, and also star of The Search, Bernice Bergeau. Annette Bening is also in this film. And it's about a woman played by Bernice Bergeau, who's in war-torn Chechnya, and she's working for a non-governmental organization and forms a bond with a young boy there in Chechnya. The other films that people are talking about is by... Bennett Miller, who's the director of Moneyball and Capote, and his film is called Foxcatcher, starring Channing Tatum, Steve Carell, Mark Ruffalo, Sienna Miller, and Vanessa Redgrave. And it's
pretty
about
much as soon as you say Vanessa Redgrave, you're talking Oscar contention.
That's right. This is a story about it's based on a true story about Olympic wrestling champion brothers who are played by Tatum and Ruffalo, and their relationship with an eccentric guy who's John DuPont, part of Air to the DuPont fortune, played by Steve Carell, that leads to murder. So it's a thriller in that way. Tim Roth and Nicole Kidman star in The Grace of Monaco. This film also, it's about
Princess Grace Kelly,
who became the Queen of Monaco. Parker Posey, Derek Jacobi, and Franklin Gela are also in that. The Homesman is an American film, all American, directed by Tommy Lee Jones, also starring Tommy Lee Jones and Hilary Swank.
Has he directed before?
He has. He directed a film that has a very long title, The Three Burials of Melquiades Estrada.
He's a great actor. I didn't know he was a director.
He's
too.
A great actor, a very smart guy. Went to Harvard and was Al Gore's roommate.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So The Homesman is a tale of claim jumpers and pioneer women who travel from Nebraska to Iowa, and three of their compatriots are mentally ill women, so that could be a very interesting piece, although Westerns are a little bit problematic in general. Mike Lee is back with a film called Mr. Turner, which is a biopic about the life of controversial 19th century British painter and printmaker J.M. Turner. And those are the five films that have been pulled out of the roster of the Cannes Film Festival.
And I'm guessing the fact that they're there in such a major festival, they all have distribution and will eventually make their way to us.
They probably will, and most of them at this point do have distribution, but not all of them, and some of them are fighting with their distributor or their proposed distributor to see what happens, so
gotcha. We'll
look forward to that.
There's politics everywhere, isn't
there? That's right. Our very own film festival, Cinetopia, is coming up not too long after the Cannes Film Festival closes, Cinetopia, and there may be a special film from Cannes.
Oh, really?
We're working on it, so we'll see. Can't talk about it right now, but that could be kind of fun.
And when you're ready, we'll be right here for you.
That's right. 1982 is the opening film. It stars Hill Harper, Ruby Dee, and lots of other folks, directed by Tommy Oliver, and Tommy... Oliver, the director, and several of the cast members, including Hill Harper and other folks, will be here for the opening in Detroit on June the 4th. One of my favorite films from Sundance, The Skeleton Twins, is one of the films that opens in Ann Arbor on the 5th, and that stars Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig, as well as Ty Burrell and Luke Wilson, and it's a comedy about suicide and twins, which
doesn't sound funny, but
it is.
I suppose you can make anything
Nobody
funny.
Nobody dies. And the John Sayles Symposium is going to take a start on June the 4th at the University of Michigan in North Quad. And John Sayles, the great indie filmmaker, and his producing partner, Maggie Renzi, are both going to be here, as well as his script supervisor, Mary Cebulski, Mason Darling, who's one of the composers for his films, and the actor David Strathairn, who is
one of the great American actors who's truly underrated.
That's right, and he's in Godzilla that just opened.
And
up.
Then again, I just have to take everything back now.
Well, he's also in Good Night and Good Luck with Jeff Daniels and Lincoln, and lots of films, and also lots of John Sayles films. We're showing three of John Sayles films: Gopher Sisters, Silver City, and Lone Star. There's a special private screening opportunity with Spike Lee. That's going to be on June 6th, but admission is very limited. Again, it's kind of a private event. To Be Takei is another film that's a lot of fun. It's a documentary about the actor George Takei, who most people know.
Sulu.
And mispronounce his name is Takai, but it's Takei. But he, yeah, like, as you said, he played Sulu on Star Trek. He's a media rock star, social media rock star, and a gay activist. And it's just
and
a
I like
fun.
Him much better in that role than in Star Trek.
He's got a wonderful, wonderful story. He's an American born in the United States. His family was interned in Japanese internment camps during World War II when he was a little boy. Then he's had a very interesting career path. And a lot of big fans. Obvious Child stars Jenny Slate as a stand-up comedian. This is a real breakthrough role for her, but she's got lots of problems.
A stand-up comedian with problems, who'd have thunk?
Yeah, who'd have thought that? But, you know, because it's a comedian, they're always funnier. A Touch of Sin is a fabulously popular Chinese film. Finding Mr. Right is a rollicking comedy that everybody loves, another Chinese comedy. And Coherence is a much buzzed about science fiction film. And then a film for everybody, whether you like or hate Christmas music, Jingle Bell Rocks is a documentary about a subculture of people that collect mostly bad Christmas music.
And well, it is mostly bad, but there's some really good stuff out there, too.
It's a lot of fun. And there's even a Detroit connection to the Jingle Bell Rocks.
So well, very good. Well, what are my choices as we move toward the weekend and I want to make my plans?
Well, there's a high-tech computer graphic enhanced version of Godzilla that's opening
up. With David Strathairn.
David Strathairn's in it, yeah, and lots of other folks. Elizabeth Olsen, Bryan Cranston. And it's, it's gotten pretty good reviews.
Really?
And, and it's the special effects are good, a lot better than the rubber suit 1950s. But anyway, it's kind of a cult classic that they really take off. Million Dollar Arms stars John Hamm as a struggling athletic agent who decides he's going to go to India to find among the millions of people that play cricket someone that has a major league arm. Now, the way that you pitch cricket, they're called
entirely
bowlers,
yeah,
is a lot different. But if you got lots of folks, there's somebody that's got to have an amazing arm. And he goes about with Alan Arkin, who's a cantankerous scout, to India to find a couple of candidates. And they do. At the Michigan Theater, we have Finding Vivian Mayer, which is a fascinating documentary about a woman, a recluse woman who was a nanny in life. And after she passed away, the content of her apartment, which was very cluttered, she was kind of a pat rack, but they discovered over 100,000 amazing photographs that this woman took throughout most of her adult life.
So she became an acclaimed artist posthumously.
Yeah, and you know, she wasn't trying to become an acclaimed artist during her lifetime. She was really just doing
this for
herself.
Just turned out she
was
really good at it.
Yeah, and she went around the streets of New York taking pictures of all kinds of people, but mostly just folks that were on the street.
Fascinating.
Whether they were just walking around or folks on Skid Row. But Finding Vivian Mayer is a fascinating story about a mysterious woman and some really wonderful art. Steve Coogan stars in Alan Parker Partridge. The Steve Coogan is a great British comic actor.
Yeah, he just came off a great movie with Judi Dench, right?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did. And this one is about a radio TV guy like Dave Fair, who has to end up being a mediator when one of his fellow radio TV guys go a little nuts. And anyway, Colm Meaney.
Everybody on radio and TV is nuts.
Colm Meaney plays the disgruntled fellow broadcaster that goes a little bit nuts. It's a lot of fun. There's just a few screenings of that on the 18th and 20th. And then Just a Sigh is a French film that stars Emanuela DeVos and Gabriel Byrne is a mysterious Irishman, and it's about how this older gentleman and this, not young woman, but younger than the Gabriel Byrne character, meet up kind of magically and develop a relationship. We got our Hitchcock series that is going with the Mannix, Mannix Man, and the Family Plot.
That was one of his later ones, right?
It was. Yeah, yeah. And then King Lear, directed by Sam Mendes, which you might know from Skyfall and American Beauty, is directing the National Theatre of Great Britain on Wednesday, May the 21st at 7 p.m. So there's lots, as usual, to go to. Get your Cinetopia tickets now. Passes at CinetopiaFestival.org.
And we'll certainly have more for you next Thursday as well. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another installment of Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Cinetopia Central.